Have you ever felt that your life was dark and that so many things in it didn't work out the way you wanted to? And you had an idea of what life was going to bring you, but you've walked in it now 20 years and it just isn't going the way you thought it would. It just isn't producing the way you thought it would. This whole concept of bringing beauty out of ashes, the Lord wants to do that. When we come into the kingdom of God, one of the first things we do is go through the refiner's fire. One of the first things that happens is that we go through the refiner's fire. Fire has a way of cleansing things. In reading about the benefits of grassland burning or burning grassland, I know some of you, many of you probably did that in the past. Years ago, it was much more prevalent around PEI that everybody would burn their grass in the spring. And there was reasons for doing that. One benefit is the fire destroys the undesirable grass and enables new shoots to grow up. That's one of the things that's happened when we burn the grass. It destroys all the old grass, the undesirable grass that was there from last year. So in burning it up, it gets rid of a lot of that stuff that hinders good growth. You see, the reason why he puts us through the refiner's fire is because he's after something. He's after that shoot, that treasure that he's got on the inside of us. The second thing that a good grass fire does, it destroys insects, pests, and other parasites. Now, this speaks to me of forces in our spiritual life, of forces outside our lives. In other words, demonic parasites, demonic things, things in the spiritual realm. And yes, we believe there's a spiritual realm, and there's good angels in the spiritual realm, but there's also bad angels, bad influences in the spiritual realm. And this refiner's fire can help us deal with these demonic parasites that hang on to us. You and I can choose to do the right thing, but often demonic forces will try to speak into our minds to do the wrong thing. And they often will not leave us alone. They will keep tormenting us, keep at us, and sometimes until they break us. But we need to go through the refiner's fire so that we will not have anything for those enemies to be able to hook onto, to be able to lead us in the direction that they want us to go in. In disobedience to God, the enemy will begin to move upon individuals to try to get them to go back. And they'll also begin to bring stress in their lives, because most people will run to their addictions when life just seems like it's going haywire and they want to get out of it for a while, so they'll run to their addictions. Some will go to pornography, some will go to alcohol, some will go to adultery, all kinds of stuff. But once we enter in that, we give the enemy, we open the door to Mr. Devil and say, come on in. Problem is, the enemy doesn't come in just that particular area. He will come into your home. He will come into your life in so many ways and begin to destroy it. And you'll begin to wonder why life is all screwed up. Because the enemy comes in then and begins to bring all kinds of things to keep us in a place of bondage. But going through the refiner's fire will help us to get rid of those things. The third thing I want to mention about the benefits of a grass fire is that nutrients are released in the ash and is recycled back as a fertilizer for the young shoots to come up. The young shoots will come up. There's an ash heap there, and that sprout, that little tree is coming up within it. In the midst of that, everything else is burned off, you see. All that's left is that one valuable seed. And I'm convinced that when God takes us through the refining fire, and we can read it in the book of Malachi about the refiner's fire, when he takes us through that fire, he's after that treasure that he's put in you. He's after that treasure that he's put in me. You see, every one of us carry an awesome treasure put there by God. And if we'll yield to the refining fire, go through it properly, then when he blows his Holy Spirit on that ash heap, all of a sudden there'll be a little seed come forth, a little shoot come forth. Out of the ashes we will rise. Out of the ashes we will begin to grow. Out of the ashes of going through the refiner's fire, we begin to grow. And we begin to present Jesus the way he's really meant to be presented. The scripture says that we are to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are unique. You've been created by God to express a part of God that only you can express. Nobody else can express that part that He's given you. You are unique, and He knows you. And God is so big, He's so huge, He's so wonderful, that He needs every one of us to express Him.